Hello, everyone. Welcome to another show of Igayutat. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is...
Esther Green.
Yupik name, Nukakluk.
My Yupik name is Alak. Today, we're going to start with a couple of quotes from two elders from long ago. Not Yupik elders, but elders in other culture. Uh-huh. And then we're going to talk about the way we relate, we can relate to it. Yeah. So the first quote we're going to start with is, now this is an elder from 2,000 years ago in the Middle East. And the quote is, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious blessing it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." You brought that quote to me because you had read it somewhere and you wanted us to talk about that. Would you be able to translate that into Yuktan?
Unokumi maktakabut. Umyak lakhtukan. English la. Ata huakat mua. Huankutun. Umua luta. Anreak luta. Umyaktuluta. Anglaniuma luta. Chalisu ilamnik. Kinkeuma luta.
Oh, okay. And when you read that in the beginning, tell me what touched you about that.
Umkonihui achtu maskonga. My matum ilini nasini neat dukut, beaches ranka. Agayun dodden piskluku, whatten piskluku, seem kluku, wankuda. Atani sagluta. Dois hui huang luki, yvrismni, martin piuma. Ilini atan rusaglo pija dusin sanga. Agayun gea yum atan chugetta. Chattamaskon daum piknam miu agayutum. Wangudasu toi jamkum yok kumpnik. Bekam ta aptach kauluku taakutka asimtunginun piyu miutnika tsallak kriuk ngaten toihua apskimkin pinik tamaskonu tsuunak kutsuklu espit piksin nepru tama naumi okluku when I first noticed this, I had to look at myself. How do I pray? And I found out sometimes when I pray, I pray as if I'm the boss of our Creator.
Oh.
Being very demanding.
Oh.
Demanding.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. So
right.
It was on me that I was that kind of praying woman.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thankful for this. It has brought me back to my relationship between my Creator and everything around me. That I can't pass anything around.
You know, knowing you, Esther, I have a feeling you tried.
I did.
And it just, it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
I know. I feel that way too. I go through that myself. You know, the thing I found beautiful about this, when you arise in the morning, think of what a precious blessing it is to be alive,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to breathe, to think, to enjoy, yeah. to love. And I think it's really good if you can figure out a way to start your day like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you first wake up in the morning, sometimes we don't even think. We just get out of bed. We start doing things.
Yeah.
Or some people might reach for their cell phone and start scrolling through Facebook or something. Or we might kind of quickly turn on the TV. But it seems like if we could avoid doing all that and just take like a few minutes
mm-hmm.
of just quiet
yeah.
as you wake up to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to think about the precious blessing of being alive, looking forward to what the day may hold,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
being able to be in the day and kind of set your mind up in a calm way.
When you can just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that too. And I think when we were talking about that quote in the beginning, we were talking about how no matter what goes on in the day, you can always bring yourself back to that gratitude
uh-huh.
of this quote,
yes.
right? So you could kind of reflect on that when you first wake up to kind of prepare your mind, because you don't want your mind to go into directions you don't want to go or go down a path you don't want to go
mm-hmm.
down. And you're the one in charge of your mind. But you know how sometimes it feels like your mind is in charge of you?
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be bossing you around?
Mm-hmm.
And you flip that around so that you can be the one that calms your mind down and says, okay, we're going to start our day mm-hmm. in a good way. We're going to have good thoughts. And maybe midway through the day, we might have to remind ourselves of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or something might happen that we're not comfortable with, and we can always go back and just take, even like take 2 minutes of a mm-hmm. timeout and just sort of calm yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that kind of thing or practice that in some kind of way?
I try the very best way I know how when I wake up in the morning. But sometimes I forget.
Hey, it's something we just have to practice. It's a practice.
Yeah, practice.
You never get it perfect, and mm-hmm. you just practice it for the rest of your life.
No one will practice for me.
No.
I have to do the work.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then when I think of this,
mm-hmm.
my goodness, it's not demanding.
No.
Mm.
No, that's a very calm quotation that you gave
and
me.
It connects with our whole being.
Yes.
Yes. No demand, no judgment.
No, I know.
No payback of something.
No.
You know, just
I know. Yeah.
Natural.
That's right. It's a way to set things up to
mm-hmm.
have a better day.
Yeah.
And I like how you also have talked about it, like it kind of helps connect you to your spirit
mm-hmm.
and your being
yeah.
as a human being, you know?
You know, when we go to church,
mm-hmm.
we go to church to be with our soul.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
that's right. Yep. And do you feel that in other places, not just church, but are there other ways you can be somewhere
mm-hmm.
and feel that?
Out in the field.
Yeah, the tundra?
Out in the tundra.
I know.
Out in the wilderness. You can talk whatever you want to talk about, and nobody's judging you.
No, no.
You can cry your heart out. Nobody will say, don't cry.
Yeah, the tundra never bosses you around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just accepts.
It lets me be.
Yeah.
Let me feel anything. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that's also beautiful. Mm. That's a beautiful connection to
that's
that.
That's how everybody does.
Yeah.
Only if we become aware of it.
I know. That awareness is... I like how in the Yupik culture, there's a lot of... A lot of different kind of comments about awareness, being aware of what your mind is doing, being aware of the tundra when you're out in it. I think because that awareness is kind of a superpower in a way. Like your ancestors, when they had that kind of awareness, that's what helped them find fish, berries, accept anything that happened with a good, you know, accepting in a good way, not trying to fight the weather or all of that, because you can't really. So I think that awareness is really powerful. So yeah, that's a really nice quote to start the day with. And the quote is from Marcus Aurelius. And he was a philosopher 2,000 years ago. That's, now I asked you at one point, if somebody were really practicing this quote, you know, waking up and really preparing themselves to appreciate the precious blessing of being alive. If you were to run into that person, how might they be? What would they be like?
If I...
If you ran into somebody who really followed this and practiced it daily, how would they seem to you?
They would react just the same way I did. It's just my thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of person do you think they would be if they could practice that?
They could be not really perfect, but just because they made a mistake, they can always renew.
Oh, I like that.
Always renew.
Yes, they can renew themselves. They don't get stuck.
Mm-mm.
That's really powerful, too. Okay, I like that. That's a good way to think of it.
Mm.
And that quote reminded me then of another elder. Now, she's probably 89. She's a little older than you are, actually.
Uh-huh.
And she has a saying that says, we are the sky, everything else is the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning to say, your spirit, your soul is always steady, is always fine. But all the thoughts and events and the good and the bad that happen to you in life is just weather. It comes and goes. You are not that. You are deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean, can you, is there a way to say that in Yuktan? That we are the sky, everything else is the weather? How do you define that? You just explained it in Yuktan, but I'm curious how you would explain that to me.
Just like you said it
before. Oh, okay, like the way I was describing it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's also a beautiful kind of saying, because The weather always comes and goes. It never stays one way.
Mm-mm.
And life is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think we're the weather,
yeah.
Like something bad happens and we think that's who we are, but it's not.
Yeah.
But we grab it sometimes and we hang on,
mm-hmm.
and we can get trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a really nice saying that I think was kind of like that other one that you said. And it reminded me of a time when I was having some very negative things come my way. And I started to kind of get headaches and I couldn't sleep very well. And I was sharing with you like, oh, this and this is happening. This person's saying this and that. And in a way, that was weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that. I thought something was wrong with me and I was getting headaches. And you said, oh, are you waiting for this other person to start being really nice to you? And I said, well, yeah, kind of, because I'm, you know, this is very upsetting to me. And then you kind of laughed and said, oh, that's not going to happen. You shouldn't wait for that. You can be okay right now. And I was really shocked because I was like, what? And then you explained how it's like I'm walking down a hallway, and when I see that door of negative stuff, I need to stop opening that door and going in the room. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool because I was opening the door. I was thinking all of that was part of me. And so you really helped me become the sky,
yeah.
Where it's just, I'm just this calm place, and the weather is all this stuff that's happening, but I just let it pass by me. And I remember telling Mary Pete about talking to you, and Mary Pete said, oh, I'm so glad you talked to Esther. Oh, she told you the right thing. And I said, I know, but it took me a long time to get used to it, because I think I even argued with you a little bit, which you're not supposed to argue with an elder. I pushed back because I didn't understand the lesson you were giving me. But I think the lesson was very much like the two quotes, like your soul, your spirit, the part that's connected to all things, that's always there. And then things happen, good and bad. That's just weather that comes and goes. And you can appreciate it. You cannot like it. But don't grab it, because the weather will keep going, right?
Our life is so precious, you know?
I know.
We have to, therefore, we have to respect ourselves.
Yeah.
And try the best way you know how to be the truth, truthful.
Yeah.
It's way far better to keep you in line.
Mm-hmm.
Even you slip off sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the privilege. I can go back to that normal-like, natural-like life.
Yeah, you don't have to stay stuck on something that might happen.
Yeah.
I think what's hard is you also can't grab happiness and try to hang on to it, because it passes too.
Yeah.
So it's a way of like being steady while the world happens.
Yeah.
And we don't get trapped anywhere in it. And it's a lifetime of practice. And like you say, sometimes going to church can help you, you know, through your prayer and your sense of spirituality can help bring you back to that. Or you might be someone who does that and also finds the tundra and the river and kind of the earth as we live on it can also help you do that. I always thought that was really nice. And of course, the key part of that is being aware of yourself and how you're responding to everything around you. Then you gave me another quote, that you said reminded you also of these two, and that is, whether you know it or not, you are getting ready forever for whatever will come.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say that, describe that in Yukten? So I'm going to read these three quotes again, and let's see, because I think we had some other ideas about how they can apply in our everyday life. So one was the one that you started with. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious blessing it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. We always have the ability to do those things. Of course, breathing is natural, happens anyway. And then that reminded us of we are the sky, everything else is the weather. And that you also brought up, whether you know it or not, you are getting ready forever for what will come. And I like that one too, because when you practice the awareness and you try to start your day in a good way, that's how you're getting ready. That's the way to get ready for whatever's going to come. And you've mentioned this before in our other podcasts, and then you brought it up again about how everything that happens to us creates a necklace that helps gives us wisdom to understand life. And this is a necklace that you're grateful for everything you go through, whatever it is, whatever your past, good things, bad things. And I think these three sayings are kind of like that, that these are part of your necklace to, you know, help you keep yourself in a good way, you know, as you get into your into your day. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
kakamku huangnuk kituhtun kituhtuhluku dot na yuksu mini ata atan gamre lama. Yeah, I just
Oh, okay, good. So I was thinking on one last thing is, like, what's a good example of some of this in day-to-day living? And I was thinking about how, let's say somebody does something, says something to you or does something you don't like, and you feel really angry about it in a normal way. You're angry because this and that happened. Well, what I've kind of been trying to work on is, it's not that person's fault that I'm angry. It's me who needs to just deal with it and not connect it too much to that. Like, I might not like what they did. I might not agree with what they did. I might be hurt by what they did. But how I handle it is completely for me to do. Like we were saying earlier, when I was getting a lot of negativity and it was keeping me up at night, and you said, you know, it's not their fault that you can't sleep. It's because you don't know how to cope with whatever's going on. And that was a big lesson, because I kept grabbing on to the negativity. And,
you know, the best part of it is, if somebody accuses us of something that we didn't do, all you can think of is, when chaos begins, all you can think is, I didn't start this. They did. Yeah.
And just let them be responsible for themselves. And I'm not saying, like, you can't ever be angry because somebody did something, but how you handle your anger is always you.
Yeah.
Not their, it's not them. So it wasn't anyone's fault that I couldn't sleep or that I was anxious. That was because at the time I did not know how to handle it. Now I look back on that time, and all that happened to me was a great teacher. I learned a lot of really good lessons from that experience that you taught me, and I'm real grateful for that.
You know, I hear that quote, you taught me this, you told me this, not only from you, but other people. When I hear that, wow, I tell them, I can say this, words and whatnot, good things, can come out of my mouth. And what reaction like that is going on is, I am reminding myself, I am. I am telling myself too. That I might have forgotten in the past. So the...
That's beautiful. Oh, okay. So when you were kind of teaching me something, you were also teaching yourself or reminding yourself.
Yes. That
is so cool.
Usually.
Oh, I think that's a really great way to put it, that it's always a two-way street. It's it's an exchange, like a relationship.
Yeah.
Wow, Esther. Now you got me thinking. I'm going to be thinking about that for a while. I like that. And that is our show. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for listening to Igayutut, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.